Okay. This is a special time, again, about praying in the Spirit. So I'm going to just start out because I have 5 pages. So it's like, praying in tongues is giving praise and thanksgiving well unto God. So, you know, when we do pray, you can thank Him, you know, and everything. In the scripture in 1 Corinthians 14:15, it says, "What shall I do? I will pray in the Spirit, but I will also pray with my mind. I will sing with my spirit, but I also will sing with my mind." And if you are praising God with your spirit, how can one who finds himself among those who do not understand say amen to your thanksgiving, since he does not know what you are saying? You may be giving thanks well enough. So that's really good, because praying in tongues is good for you, because in another way of praising and blessing the Lord. So you can pray and bless the Lord by singing in tongues. And when you release tongues, you are releasing praise and you are releasing thanksgiving to God. Did you notice what Paul says here? He says, "You may be giving thanks well enough." Well enough. That's part of it. Meaning this is a bona fide praise, which is, you know, really huge, so to speak. And it is singing with a heavenly grace in your heart to God. Also, the scriptures in Colossians 3:16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs." Everybody say spiritual songs. That means singing in the spirit, doesn't it? "And singing with grace to your hearts to the Lord." So once again, that's another part of praying in the spirit. You can sing in the spirit. And singing songs is not just gospel music, although it is included. So the term spiritual song refers to the song from your inner spirit, and the tongues of praise and thanksgiving that flows from your heart right out, you know, from your mouth. So that is very important. I guarantee that there is not 1 ounce of unbelief in tongues. Not 1 ounce. So when you're speaking or singing in tongues, there is no fear, there's no doubt, there's no unbelief, there's no panic, no depression that is attached to it. It's kind of just automatic flows and release. So it's one of the greatest spiritual encouragement we get instantly by flowing and singing in tongues. And there's been times I've been driving down the road and I didn't know what to do. So you know what I would do? Just start singing in the tongue and say, "Lord, okay, do this, do that." And then, okay, yeah. So remember, the scripture in Psalm says, "We enter into his gates," which means an open opening, and it means an open door and full access to God with praise and thanksgiving. So let's all just kind of sing in tongues right now. Just for about 5 minutes. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's good. Yeah, no, we could go for about 15 minutes on that one, but no. So, once again, there's not 1 ounce of unbelief in praying and singing in tongues. Singing. The next one, praying in tongues is praying in line with the divine will of God. Why don't we all, if you can read that, let's all try to read this together. "Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes an intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he searching the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So that's pretty good. It's really good, because when everybody reads the word, the Bible says when you speak the word, it is written upon the table of your heart. So you had a great big package written again. I know we've said it. So also, you know, the Spirit also helps our weakness, because that word right at the very beginning, it says it helps our infirmities. Well, that's what infirmities are. They're weaknesses. That was our very first, you know, four or five scriptures. The Spirit helps our infirmities, which is weakness. You know, all of us was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, so we had just some kind of a weakness. But when we pray in the Spirit, it helps that weakness. For we did not know what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Isn't that good? So now, he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So that's really good. Once again, when we sing in the Spirit, it lines up with the will of God, which is his word. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. And that's Romans, you know, 28 or 26 through 28. So that's really good. What I really like about that, this is Romans chapter 8. I don't know if you know it, but Paul wrote Romans. And in Romans chapter 1 through 7 are all flesh chapters, which displays about human nature, human desires, and so forth. But in the 8th chapter, everybody say 8th chapter, it is life through the Spirit. Everything from there on. And so the Holy Spirit is mentioned there 16 times, which is really good. And Paul gives us very important insight into praying in tongues and its function in the spirit category, the spirit world. So I really like that, because, you know, like I said, in the first 6-7 chapter, it talked about the weakness of the flesh, but now it's all about the power of the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is our helper. The Holy Spirit is our intercessor. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. It just goes on. And he is here to help us in every area of our life. In whatever particular prayer we have, it will fill that. So effective prayer has to be done according to the will of God and by the faith of God. And that's why when we pray in the Spirit, we pray according to his will and his purpose and his faith. It all comes great access, instant access to the throne of God. One thing about the scripture talks about how God does not answer and listen to unbelief. And so when we pray in the Spirit, it lines up with the God. And because sometimes natural prayer of our own mind may not be what God's plan is. So, but it changes things. Praying in the Spirit changes things, and it also changes you, because God is unchangeable, isn't he? And that's why when we pray in the Spirit, it lines up with the will of God. I really like it, because he always answers our prayers according to his divine word. That's important. In Malachi 3:6, it says, "For I am the Lord, and I change not." Malachi 3:6. So as a helper, the Holy Spirit helps us pray as we, of course, speak in tongues. Romans 8:26, one of his scriptures here, it says, "The Spirit himself maketh intercession for us, which with groanings which cannot be uttered, right? He totally fulfills anything that's needed. The Holy Spirit does that when we... So, and groaning in the Bible does not mean moaning or complaining. The Greek word actually means too deep for words or unspeakable things that cannot be expressed in words. There it is up there. So that's good, isn't it? So there's times, you know, when we pray, we don't know how to pray and all that. It might be really deep, but when we pray in the Spirit, those deep words, unspeakable things that can't be expressed in words, guess what? The Holy Spirit does it all for us. Whoops. So I really like it because it's more language than just your natural tongue, isn't it? So when we don't know how to pray about a situation in natural prayer, we are to pray the Holy Spirit inside us, and He comes to our aid as, you know, or whatever we need with our spiritual tongues and praying in tongues. And it just comes as a, it's really good because He comes against all problems that come against us. So when and he holds us quickly together with Him. So if you get in a very difficult, tough situation, just pray in the Spirit, and you get that instant access to God. Side by side, you know, we stand together against the enemy to remove him. So there's no hope for the devil when we pray in tongues, is there? Matter of fact, Bishop Hammond says every time you speak in the Spirit, you get Satan gets slapped in the face. So when we don't know how to, what, or sometimes we don't know how or what to say in prayer, but the Holy Spirit knows exactly everything to pray. And always lines up with the will, the plan, and the purpose of God in our lives. So it's really good. I really like it because, you know, you can't fail with the Holy Spirit involved in your prayer life. So every time we have a weakness or something that may seem like, oh, this is too deep, this is too hard, or this is inaccessible, I can't do that. Guess what? Pray in the Spirit. So let's just all pray in the Spirit right now, and we'll pray the language and the will of God just for 30 seconds. Shikatarabaka saramaka shikatarama sananamasiya hananalamaka sakatanamasita ramaka yaya inanalamaka saranamaka siya itarabamaka saranamaka saranamaka sikaramaka sita ramasiya hallelujah ba. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Wow. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Nothing is impossible with God, and whatever you pray, it lines up with His will, His plan, and His purpose. All right. My next one, number 11, was praying in tongues is help with our ultimate weakness and lack of knowledge. And then, of course, we got lots of scriptures on that. So what is basically a person's ultimate weakness, or a believer's ultimate weakness? Prophet Hosea in 4:6 in his writing revealed God's heartache. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. That's really something, isn't it? So knowledge does not just amplify information, but also to know how, which is the ultimate destruction of God's people. We're going to look at Paul's solution and his answer here. In Romans 8:26, we're still in that Romans 8. There's so much in there. Like I said, there's about a dozen. Likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmities. So we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with which groanings cannot be uttered. So that's really good, isn't it? I really like that because it helps our infirmities. Once again, our weaknesses. So when Paul uses the word help, he is painting the picture of assistance, giving us infants that cannot support themselves, or, you know, are like staggering, feeble, weak, barely able to walk. And I'm talking about spiritually too. You know, there may be times we may be weak, but guess what? We pray in the Spirit and it strengthens us. It also means to relieve those whose strength is insufficient to carry the burden alone. That's good, isn't it? So if we can't carry the burden by ourselves, guess what? The Spirit fills it up. Infirmities in the Greek is called asthenia. There it is. Meaning weakness, shortcoming, lack of strength, and incapability. So when we pray in the Spirit, guess what? It overcomes all of that. So the weakness spoken here is that of a believer's inability, like a person's insufficiency, how to properly and accurately just do what you want. So we understand the general ability of prayer, but it's important that when we pray the power of prayer of the Spirit, we pray beyond the gasping, you know, mental ability of our mind. It goes beyond the gasp of that, and it fulfills what God wants us to fulfill in our lives. And so our ultimate weakness, therefore, is not knowing how to pray properly, but it's praying in the Spirit, which gives us, you know, access to every situation, every difficulty, everything. So there's times if we do get in a difficult situation, if we get in a situation of lack of knowledge, just pray in the Spirit and the Lord will fulfill that. So praying in tongues is the ultimate assistance in all prayer. Let's just pray in the Spirit for about 30 seconds. Shikadama, full assistance. Shikatarabaka, everything we need. Adalabaka, shananamasiya. Hubamabaka, shakatarabaka, sikatarabaka, shatarabatiya. Halalamaka, talamakasiya. Halalamabababababababaka, siya. Thank you, Jesus. Shikatarabababaka, shakatarabakasiya. Halalayalaka, siya, talamaka, siya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Habakkuk. That's good. So when we all prayed in the Spirit, if we have any kind of weakness, any kind of shortcomings, any kind of lack of strength, guess what? It is going to be fulfilled in your lives. All right, the next one, number 12. Praying in tongues enables us to do all things to work for good. Amen, right? We're going to do everything good. And this is Romans 8, 26 through 28. We're in that Romans 8 again. Like I said, we got 8 or 9 more things to go. No. Here it is. Because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Every one of you are called for his purpose. Every one of you are called to do the will of God. Everything in there, you know, it's really good. I really like that because when we pray in the Spirit, all things work together for good. Everybody say good. Not bad, right? So it's an expression that many Christians have used to put a nice, you know, face on a bad situation. Sometimes we could be in a bad situation. We get that look. But no, when we pray in the Spirit, it's like, it changes our whole attitude, doesn't it? Some have used it sometime in deaths or accidents or other disappointing situation. But this verse was not given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to excuse failures. So it's not what happens, you know, in the past or to other things, but it's to fulfill and, you know, draw closer to God. This verse belongs to the tongue talker. So when we pray in the Spirit, boom, 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 that's what happens. It's when you pray in tongues that all things work together for, everybody say good. Amen. Notice it says something is working for your good. It's working. It's working for your good. And that's what's good about that, praying in the Spirit. It's just, there's just so much aspects to that Spirit. So it's just, I like it because it goes according to the will of God. Again, that scripture. The Holy Spirit prays with you and for you. And guess what? God answers. So when you're praying, the Spirit prays with you. The Spirit prays for you. But God answers. I really like that. With God helping you pray, you don't need to be afraid of anything to come, or you know, that would be bad, you know, that would be before God, because it's all good things will come to Him. That's what it says, for good, doesn't it? So it's important. All we have to do is ask the Holy Spirit to intercede for you and ask the Holy Spirit to be with you according to the will of God. And trust God that He will always do His best, which He will. I really like that, because when we pray and intercede in tongues, it's working all on your behalf for many things. You know, He will, He says, that word provision, that provision means food, sources, peace, also patience in your life, everything, and spiritually strive successfully to be with all of your problems. Hallelujah. So praying in tongues is interceding for you in accordance to God's will. Let's just pray again for 30 more seconds. For the will of God and purpose. Hallelujah. All the works for good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just heard no more bad situations in your life. All overcome. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I got two more yet. Number 13. Praying in tongues aids or helps us in being God-inside minded, right? In other words, if we don't really have His mind or we think something, boy, when we pray in the Spirit, boom, it is. Here's the scriptures. John 14:17, and you can all read. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and He shall be in you. That's good. So when you pray in the Spirit, guess what? He becomes in us. There's a greater flow in everything. So praying in tongues will be of great benefit, won't it, to you, because it is a consistent reminder of the presence and the power of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. So there's like a double anointing, you know, when you just pray in the Spirit. I really like that, because it's just, God just really helps us and He gives us that strength. So continuous praying, I'm just saying, and worshiping in tongues will help you be consciously aware of the total reality of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. So this revelation will cause you to rely more that His ability, it's basically, everybody say His ability more than my ability. So He lives in us, He lives with us, and He lives for us, doesn't He? So I really like that part of it. which is you know, part of that verse 17. All right, my next scripture is John 14:26. Is it okay? We can read it. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things I said to you. Amen. So even when we pray in the Spirit, he teaches us, he reminds us. I mean, it just goes on. Every one of those things, which is a remembrance. So I really like that. So he teaches us, and once again, he reminds us of Jesus' words, all of Jesus' words. So that's just really important. It helps us be, once again, God inside minded, don't we? It gives us the mind of Christ. It, you know, it gets rid of that human mind, but we're going to have a brand new mind, which is really good. And I really like that, praying in the Spirit. We're all going to leave with a brand new brain coming out of here. Not that we don't have bad ones, but I mean, just once again. In John 16:8, is that up there? Yeah, we can read. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and judgment. So, which is on evil, isn't it? Is that what it says? Yeah. Oh, that's my next part. So, once again, he convicts us of sin, and he shows God's righteousness and judgment on that, on evil. So, I really like that part there, because when we just pray in the Spirit, if there's anything that, if we just had a tiny weakness, he would say, oops, let go of that. Don't do that anymore, or whatever it is. And so it just helps us flow forward, move forward, let go of the past, become a brand new person in Christ Jesus. The next scripture is 16:13. There it is. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. That's important, isn't it? Knowing of things to come and revealing the truth. So, once again, he guides you into all the truth, and he gives insight into future events. That's important, isn't it? We need to know what to do and not what to do, what to, you know, let go of and what to move forward. So when we're full of the Spirit, he will lead you and guide you and give you like an insight, which is like a special seeing of the future events of what to do. So I really like that part of praying in the Spirit, that it just, you know, just once again, it brings us according to the will of God, doesn't it? That was the very first title. One more, got another scripture? John 16:14. We can read it. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you, and he bring glory to Christ. He brings it. So that's really good. So when you pray in the Spirit, it glorifies the Lord, and it, in a, you know, take of what is, you know, mine, what belongs to the Lord. So we have that power. We will be more effective, won't we, than all of our human ability, you know, our human thinking, and even our human gifts, because there's going to be a double anointing right now in each one of us. And there's one more scripture, Zechariah. Let's read it. Not by might nor power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Isn't that good? So when we pray in the Spirit, it's not by, you know, our might and power, but it's by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I like that word power. It's, I think Gabe talked about it one time. It's called dunamis. You know what that word is? Dynamite. Dynamite power. I know this is terrible. It's been July 4th, and our neighbors must have bought 2,000 fireworks, and they bought those ones that are, we call those M40s or M60s, about the size of your thumb. It's about a half a stick of dynamite. It's kaboom. Even the whole house shook. Kaboom. It's like, ugh. So we have the dunamis power of the Lord Almighty. So as you keep praying in tongues, it enables you to be consistently aware of the fact that you are a great person of God. You are a joint heir with Christ, which means you're connected, and that the Holy Spirit dwells in you, and the Spirit gives a whole new way to look at life. So we have that power. So we're going to release it, pray in the Spirit, because tongue renders the believer to be God-minded, miracle-minded, and powerfully minded of God. So let's just pray in the Spirit 30 seconds. Shikatarabaka sarabaka sananamako sikatarama shaya. Hamamamaka sikatarabaka sikatarama sitarama shaya. Holy Dina mamamaba baba. Hababababaka sikatarabaka saya. Hababababaka shia. Hababababaka sikatarama mamamaka sikatarama shia. Hababaka shanarama shia. La la masia, ha ba 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 kasia, hallelujah, thank you Jesus, thank you Jesus, chanamakasia. All right, so we all have more of a God-minded, we are more connected with Jesus Christ, we have a greater power of the Holy Spirit within us, and everything on that category, I really like it. It's according to God's will. So there's another step. All right, number 14, and this is end up be a short one. I could have made it longer. I know. Well, I have, I think, 48 different reasons, so that's why I kind of went bum, bum, bum. All right, praying in tongue magnifies God. All right, and this talks about the Jews and the Greeks. So the circumcision means the Greeks. But guess what? We become brand new, don't we? And they of the circumcision, we can read it, which believed were astonished. For as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. So that's really good. So that's kind of the next step. So if there's sometimes there's unbelievers or anything, you know, when you pray in the Spirit, it just gets you closer. It magnifies, which means like see it two or three times bigger, doesn't it? Magnify and all of that. So when magnify in there in the Hebrew, it means praise and thanksgiving to God. So that's really good. So when we pray in tongues, it gives great magnification of God. And I know this is personal, but I've told this testimony before, but I had this one boy that I met. He was born and raised Mormon, or like a Buddha. You know what, Buddha? They think they have a certain God, and every year they have to do a sacrifice to get rid of their sins and all of that. But I laid hands upon him, and I led him to the Lord, and I laid hands upon him. And immediately my hand got just fire. And when I laid hands upon him, I says, the Lord is baptizing you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And guess what he did? He spoke in tongues, and his legs were sweating, everything. He got everything, you know, that he was born and raised with burned out of him. And it's not his fault. He was born and raised in a religion. But guess what? God, the magnification of God went all the way through him. And it was really good because, you know, he was able to witness to his people and everything. And I think there was just a process of them letting go of the religion. So it means praise and thanksgiving God. It also means to increase in size and what? Capacity. Is right up there, isn't it? So when we worship and we pray in the Spirit, it increases your size. It increases your capability, capacity to have more access, to do things greater, and even, let me tell you, become stronger too. So when you pray in tongues, God is getting bigger and bigger on the inside of you. We all want to have bigger, don't we? Stronger, everything. It's also spiritual growth, which is, you know, basically step by step. You know, we grow. You know, remember when I was a kid, Dad says, well, you only grow 1 inch every year when you're 15. I thought, I'm going to be more than 15 inches. But no. So the bigger God gets inside of you, guess what? The small, everybody say it, the smaller the devil will be. So that's important, isn't it? So, you know, if any one of us feel a little bit weak or tiny, which I don't, you know, think we're all okay, but when we pray in the Spirit on our last time, guess what? We're going to become bigger. We're going to become stronger. We're going to have greater size and greater capability. So praying in tongues, you know, will release the power of God in your life. And let's just finish up here. We're praying in tongues. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, just by praying right now, each one of us have greater size. We have greater capacity and a greater capability also. Everything's become bigger and better in each one of you on that one. So God bless you. That was it. So we got finish up. Thank you. You can keep praying.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise. So praying in tongues enlarges your perception of God's power in your life. And so it's becoming more aware of His presence, more aware as we pray in the Holy Spirit. So what a powerful word. Amen. God's word is powerful. It's powerful. It's sharp. It's quick. It'll cut away what shouldn't be in our lives. Hallelujah. And that's what we want. Hallelujah.